So we don't have an option to say no. There's not an option.
Buffalo school parent CJ Banks has four children in the city schools. He says he has told his children they need to take the state ELAs and math tests in order to help gauge student performance.
One of my sons asked me, he said, do I have to go and take the test? And I was like, absolutely, you have to take the test. I said, you know, it's not an option. We have to know where you are. And this is what I tell my son, and we tell the kids. And, you know, they might hear it differently from the teachers, but I tell my kids that we need to know where you are, because if we know where you are, we know where we have to go to take you. You know, what we have to do to get you where we want to be.
Despite lower scores in English and math among city students, these advocates say that's exactly why the children need to take the assessments.
There are forces out there right now who are fighting to take us back 50 years, take us back to where we don't know where our children are at in comparison to other children in the state and the country.
Sam Radford leads the District Parent Coordinating Council.
No, we got a long way to go. So we got to roll up our sleeves, get the information we get from the tests, make changes and adjustments, identify where problems are at, and continue to progress.
Buffalo parent Patricia Elliott Patton initially opted out, but then realized her daughter's progress was not being tracked.
When I found that she was a seventh grade student reading on a third grade level because somebody wasn't doing something in between that they needed to do, I realized that there's no way I can ever have this happen to my child again.
Buffalo Urban League president Brenda McDuffie is also in support of students taking the assessments. She says they can actually help ensure equity in education for city school children.
It's to drive us to do much more, and we clearly have to do much more, to ensure that they are meeting a standard. And it's going to be a standard that's going to be so important to their economic well-being.
Over the last few years, some parents and students in districts across the state have joined the opt-out movement, refusing to take the tests. However, opt-out rates have been much higher in suburban districts than in the Buffalo School District. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.